בוקר טוב, מה אני בוקר טוב? פרנקי?
בוז'ון,
We spoke about the value of one moment of loss. You saw Rabbi Elazar ben Dodai, we understood a little bit more, so don't understand the whole story. Well, as far as it concerns us, Reish Samach Beis, as far as it concerns us, we were able to extract a very important lesson there. Lord Varim Elu Novinis Mamoru Shal Tobin Amelacha Vrasholom Shaomo Vchatasi Negdi Tomit. Tobin Amelach says a very strange loshen. Vchatasi Negdi Tomit. But strange, because one would assume that he did tshuva. And if he did tshuva, then Chatasi is not Negdi Tomit. Well, he didn't believe in tshuva. He's like us. We do tshuva, but we're still walking around miserable because of the chet. Because we don't believe that tshuva works. That's why we can say Vchatasi Negdi Tomit. Not a good thing. But David HaMelech saying it must be a good thing. David HaMelech Ava Sholem Ha'amik B'tshuva Kol Yemei Chayov. David HaMelech was delving deeper and deeper into tshuva all his life. Al Oisach Chet Shayadak Min Adak. And what are we talking about? An Aveira that he's so thin. At She'omru Alav Chachomim Kolohim David Chota Einu El Ato. Whoever says David HaMelech did a sin, you're making a mistake. You're making a mistake, David HaMelech sinned. You're making a mistake. But he spent his whole life doing tshuva for it. But he didn't do a sin. But he spent his whole life doing tshuva for something that wasn't a chet. So what's going on here? But derech tshuvoso hu nitzel es achet lemamritz ulerdarben dit kolvus lekolosh bochu b'matara lohisif ava lavose. He took the chet, which wasn't a chet, but he took it anyway. And he used it as a ladder, as a darban. A darban is a peg. To get closer and closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu with the goal of adding love upon love upon love. Strange. What did you do with your sin? I used it to get closer and more in love with Hashem. That's what I do with my chatoim. That's what it says. Beautiful. Now we know what to do with our chatoim. Use it to get closer to Hashem. Okay. So do lots of them, because then you'll really get very close to Hashem. Strange. Lo bechdi amru chazal al David HaMelech ki hikim oile shel tshuva. Gemara says, David HaMelech established an oil of tshuva, offering of tshuva, lo yada ma, what he wants here. You might cotton, go have a look at the Gemara, see what's going on there. David HaMelech hu ze asher David HaMelech teaches us how to relate to chatoim. By that chet, that Chazal say, if you say it was a chet, you're making a mistake. Who limited tono ala utzma v'koyach hatikun ha'adir ha'klulim b'chet kasher metaknin oisei. He taught us the enormous power that's lurking inside a chet, if you know what to do with it and rectify it properly. You can get to places where even tzaddikim gemurim can't get to. But you have to know how to use it properly. So we understand at the moment, we understand nothing about chatoim and what to do with it. Correct? Because if you do, why are you wasting your time? Okay, Baruch. What you missed up to now is you have to do lots of chatoyim. Because David HaMelech taught us that through chatoyim you can get very close to Hashem. So you understand what I just said? Not at all. And the guys that were here earlier and heard it don't understand it either. Neither do I. Let's see what's going on here. Because based on what we said up to now, we actually can understand it. Inside a seed is the entire tree. A moment of life is like a seed, and it contains the entire system. Included in the seed, all the fruits. The fruits of the fruits and the fruits of the fruits ad oilam. Kamo came because regal shall chaim tnunin b'koyach kol ha'chayim. So too in life, every moment has the potential of eternal life. And if they kach nomin gam is ime ka'inyan, shenetilas rega chayim mi'adam nechsheves piretzich ha'gemur. That's why if you take one moment of a person's life, you waste somebody's time. Yeah? Piretzich ha'mamash. Mamash. That's the depths of, if you waste someone's time, it's mamash piretzich. Kill the moment of his life. A moment of his life is not the whole life. It's the whole world. A moment of life is like the entire existence. It's very important to just note this before you flip out. We're just trying to open up our ears a little bit. The truth is that a moment of Jewish life is much more and much higher than what we've spoken about now. This is just a marshal to get us into the picture. A moment of a Jew's life is the entire universal experience. Remember, we started off this discussion trying to understand how it is that a moment of life of somebody who's in a coma is valuable ad meod. Gam chaim shel tzemach not to the korah she'eni oiseg lo b'tshuva mi'yireh v'lo b'tshuva mi'avah chashuvim ein b'yotzer. We understand a person who's alive, he's doing things, he can do tshuva, he can acquire eternity with those moments. But somebody who's lying unconscious in a coma, well, what's the value there? And we've been told that the value of that is also eternity. So we don't understand what the value is in that life. Could be. Yeah, it could be many things. We don't really understand what. The moment of my life, yeah, kosher, because in this moment I could give stock in an eternity. I could learn a word of Torah and then eternal, and I could do tshuva. Wow. Unbelievable opportunities lurking in one moment of life, but a vegetable? Not so easy to see. We haven't really answered that question, have we? What?
Yeah, I think you said previously, yeah, the reason that you don't, you know, how we try and value the blood, we don't know who's blood is rather than, or more valuable already, whatever.
No, we're not covering anyone's life. One guy's laughter and he's lying there as a vegetable, and his laugh is infinitely valuable. We're trying to understand why, don't you?
Infinite means infinite. Which means that
but Moshe Rabbeinu was doing something, and I'm doing something. You just don't know who's doing is more kosher. We're talking about somebody who's not doing anything. Where's the value of that laugh? What we've explained up to now doesn't answer that question. He'll tell me, yeah, but he could wake up and then he'll do tshuva. But we're not talking about when he wakes up. We're talking about now while he's a vegetable. Where's the value? We've answered where the value is in one moment of life. But that's a life that could do tshuva, could do mitzvahs. Where's the value in a life that's not doing anything? Have we answered that? I don't seem to answer that. But what's the no but? I don't understand. We haven't answered it. If you haven't answered, tell me what the answer is. I'm dying to know. Up to now, all we've said is that the moment of life is like a seed. It contains in there the potential for the entire tree at Sofa Oilam. Okay? We've said that a moment of a Jew's life is ultimately infinitely valuable. We saw from David HaMelech. We saw from Ben Elazar Ben Dadoy. And in that moment, you could do tshuva, you could get back all your chatoim, then become mitzvahs again. Where's the value of a tzemach? I'm just saying, it doesn't fit. We haven't answered that question yet. If we have, tell Rav Shmuel said kapara. Okay, Beseder, but I'm not sure where the value is. So far, see, there's a kapara you got taking place. Okay, well, I don't know. I'm not arguing with that. I'm just saying, any place, what's your take for, huh?
Having to, at this point, certainly
can't
value Moshe Rabbeinu anymore than this.
I'm not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and anybody else. I'm talking about a tzemach vegetable who's lying in bed in a coma. What's the value of that life? You can't kill him to save Moshe Rabbeinu. Nachinami, you have two lives and we don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to understand. We asked a question. We haven't answered the question yet. That's what I'm saying. Avada, that's for sure. Of course. It's eternal life. Of course, the value of a seed is only the tree. Of course, the fruit that comes from the tree. Avada. Not saying not, but what is the value? Well, where is it? Well, what we've answered up to now doesn't answer the question. Right? It's just so hard. The value of your life is you could do tshuva now and all your avodas come back and you get close to Hashem and Hashem loves you, you get close to Hashem. A vegetable can't do tshuva, it's ma korepo. He can't do a mitzvah, he can't do tztokah. It's all the question, the answer begs the question. The question is, what's the value of a life that's not doing anything? And the answer is, you can do something. You haven't answered it, but you haven't. When you, if you know how to sleep properly, oh, if you know how to sleep properly, you're doing big things when you sleep.
You don't know.
Oh.
Again,
we don't know. That's what I'm saying. We don't know. We don't understand. What's the problem with saying that? We haven't answered the question. If you have an answer to the question, tell me. Ania, Shamati, Kapara, there's something going on there. There are plenty of stories of people in comas for 20 years and then woke up and they said they knew exactly what was going on all the time. You surim noraim they were going through. Yeah, Kapara, okay. Saida, we'll ask you there, but I'm saying he hasn't said anything about that yet. That's all. By the way, it doesn't diminish the importance of what we learned for us. Because we are alive and we can do and we can use those moments to turn our chatayim into shriot, for sure. The infinite value of every moment of our lives. Don't waste it. I'm just saying, we haven't answered the question about a tzema. I agree with Baruch, which is unusual. We don't understand. Nachon? When somebody's internalized some of this hashkafa, when he's in pain, rachmana litzlan, suffering, even terrible, bitter suffering, and it's suffering, that's why it's suffering, about the feeling of lama lichayim, what I need to be alive for doesn't come into the picture for him at all. Depression or just he doesn't got any reason to live anymore. That doesn't come into his brain even for 1 second. If I'm alive, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is keeping me alive. Who yoda bidyuk madu ani chai, v'amvuma ani chai, l'shem kach u'muchin levatel kol oilom. In order to keep me alive for 1 minute, he's prepared to give up all the world, the whole world. L'chein afilim ani matzidi muchan levatel al chai chas v'chelila. Even if I'm prepared, mitzidi, to give up my life for Rachman and Litzlan, he wants my life, he wants me to be alive. Pariah, how do you know Hashem wants you to be alive? Because we're alive and there's no other way for you to be alive if Hashem doesn't will you into existence every moment. He has a goal with my life. He has a purpose to my life. We can't understand it. We don't get why my life is so important to Hashem. Because he's not really lacking anything. He doesn't need anything. So where does my life somehow fit into his levels of priorities? Lord, me be. And therefore, I'm overwhelmed with simcha. I'm just reading what's written here. Okay? Don't accuse me of being the simcha. I will deny that emphatically. Simcha v'oishahem li liyos shutav v'oishahem. I'm more than happy to be a partner in that unbelievable goal of Hashem. And I live for Hashem. I live for Hashem. Lifnei mispar shanim nivgashti im b'chur tzi'ir. Tevin shmona yisrael. A few years ago, he met an interesting 18-year-old bochur. Asher chola b'machala kasheh v'areifim noisem michayim. He was suffering from a terrible disease, and the doctors had given up hope. Laya moichet tipul refuah mukal reifel tipul refui sheichal letet mana l'machalato. There was no cure for what he had. And madifa lachzira nabeisoy kedei shisayim eschayav b'menucha. And they were happy to send him, not happy, but they were prepared to send him home. She'd live out the last few days of his life at home, not in a hospital, whatever. There was nothing they could do for him. His parents weren't giving up so quickly, and they took him to a medical center in America. They had this new sort of tipple. The treatment was terribly, terribly painful. There was a possibility to extend his life a month or two, not more. But the suffering was meirav ayoyim, this tipple. This is a halachic shala, by the way. Those of you who want to know, it's worthwhile looking into the sugya. The halachic shala, are you allowed to take the tipul or not? Are you allowed to? Do you have a chiyuv to? Are you not allowed to? I'm saying, built into are you allowed to is included, are you not allowed to? Haimu mechayim lekabel es hatipul, hoisef neshol shaylas doimus benoise ka'uvze. Difficult, painful questions that you have to deal with. The psak was, which is often the case in these kind of shalas, the patient has to decide for himself. This boy wanted to speak to me in private. And he asked his question. Listen to this question. Shelo Naida. We're talking about somebody who's about to die, maybe able to die another month or two, and he's the guy asking the question. We're talking about his death. And it's only up to me to decide what to do. Your mission should you choose to accept it. Is explain to this guy what he hopes to attain by living another month riddled in agony.
Wow.
What do I gain from a month of life riddled in pain that I can't even think for more than a few minutes? My family is about to lose their precious son. Torture them for another month, watching me going through this pain. Anyway, I'm going to die in a month. What should I do? How do you deal with this? How do you deal with a situation like this? Wow. So he was amazing, Rabbi Zvil, dealing with these kind of questions. He was unbelievable. First of all, let's get this straight, kid. I can't answer this question for you. I can't make this decision for you. You've really got to suck that it's your decision, as I need lawyer call to tell you what to do. What I can do for you is I can explain to you a little bit, according to our ability, what is the value of 1 month of life? Even a life like that. In Yovin Nechayna, it's a mesa, if you get the message clear, all I can do is give you the fact. What is 1 month of life worth? Then you'll have the facts. You can then make a more informed decision about what to do. He spoke to this boy about what we've been learning the last few weeks. Let's ask Hashem what the value of one moment of Jewish life is worth. What's he prepared to give up for that? Every Shabbos that ever was and ever will be, just to start. Hashem's prepared to give up every Shabbos that ever was and ever will be in order to keep you alive 1 minute. That's a lot. I'm a freshest, no? Hashem's prepared a mevateh on Moshe Rabbeinu Avashalom to keep you alive for 1 minute. Nachon? Rabbi Gordon? Nachon? That's what you were talking about earlier? Hashem's prepared a mevateh on Moshe Rabbeinu. No Torah will come into the world. You stay alive one more minute. We don't get it. Our measuring stick doesn't work so well here anymore. וספתי ואמרתי לו שדובר המלך רואים בספר תהילים כל הנשום מתהל לקור. דובר המלך says כל הנשום מתהל לקור. Every נשום should praise God. Okay. ודור של כך חזל. חזל tell us what's pots, what's pots, yeah? של כל נשים ונשים מתהל לקור. Every breath you take, you should be saying thank you. A Jew should spend his whole day just saying hallelujah. So he's breathing every second or two. And on every second, you should be saying, hello. Every breath you take, Hashem gives you a mitzvah, but tzivanu. Hello. Every second. No time for anything else. I'm too busy saying hello. Dear, will you take out the pach? I can't. I'm saying hello. Stop breathing for a minute and take out the pach. Got it? As long as you're breathing, you have to be saying hello. That's what Chazal tell us. So what did Hashem do for us? He did us a chesed. Because you can't live like that. They gave us a thing called Moedim in Shmona Esra. Moedim in Shmona Esra is all the halal that you should have said since the last Moedim. You come to Shacharis, when was the last time you said Moedim at Ma'ariv? So all the breaths you took from Ma'ariv until now required a halal. Correct? So in Moedim, you say thank you for all the bread, plus everything else. That's the chesed of Moedim. Amazing. And you do it twice, because there's two Moedims in Shmona Esra. And the Chazan can't even say that Moedim for you. The rest of Shmona Esra, he can be Yotzi. Moedim, you have to say yourself. Moedim the Rabbanon. The Chazan can't be Yotzi with Moedim. Moedim, you have to bow down and say it yourself. But all the hallels from the last time you said Moedim. Since you said Moedim in your Kwat Shmona Esra and the cousins, there's a lot of Moedim. There are a lot of breaths you took. Interesting. Okay. Back to our subject. Have a measure. Call Neshima Chaim Yeshbokadena Tet Sheva for Halal Boredom. Every neshima, every breath has contained in it a reason to give shvach and hoidah to the Boreh Olam. B'kol neshima shel ha'odem yesh l'kodesh baruch hu matara v'tachlis ha'gevui ma'asagoseinu. Every breath that a Jew takes has purposes that are way beyond our comprehension. Kol neshima notenes kiviyoch l'kodesh baruch hu inyonim ba'aleh mashmoyim she'en l'sharon. Every breath gives kiviyoch l'kodesh baruch hu things that are way beyond our ability to grasp. We can't weigh them up. We don't have a scale big enough. You see what a Kodesh Baruch is prepared to give up for one moment of life? If you'll decide, I can't tell you what to do, but if you'll decide to go for the tipul and live another month, every moment of your life is one big moment of Avos Hashem. But it's the only reason you're doing it. You don't really have any reason to live. You're setting yourself up for it. What do you have to live? It's going to be a sweet existence. You're going to be going through torture. Your family and all those that are close to you are also going to go through terrible yusurim watching you. Horrific. Raka Kodesh Baruch Hu Yeh Od Chodesh Shaim Kol Yehudi. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gets another month for the Jewish life. Hachlata zu mashmoy sigi. What is this decision? What's in this decision? Lo ichpat li ma'ume meretzoy noisa pratim. I don't care about my personal interests. All I care about is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu will have another year living another month. Why is that important to him? Ani lo yodai, aval we see what he's prepared to give up. Must be very choshev. This is an enormous proclamation. She'en kamo oidis ha'imuna b'kedushas ha'chayim. What you would be doing is making an enormous proclamation about the emunah that we have in the kedusha of life, the value of life. An unbelievable merit for you. He thought about it, he waited up, and he decided he's going for the tipul. And look at the wonder. This is another lesson, by the way. Had the story ended then, he died in a month, that would have been a valuable story as well. Okay? Because we've learned the lesson from a month of life. If there's a happy ending, I don't know, we'll see if there's a happy ending or not. I'll keep you in suspense, but we'll carry on tomorrow. If there's a happy ending, that's not the story. That's not the story. That's not what we're trying to extract from here. If there's a happy ending, that's not what we want here. I mean, it'd be lovely to have a happy ending. What we want here is, even if there isn't a happy ending, the happy ending was that there was an extra month of life for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the story. We could stop here. He died the next day, and we understand what the story was about. But let's see what happened. The Rose Pella. He went through the entire period of Yisurim Noraim with a smile on his face. His father wanted to know, what did you do to him that he's smiling so much? I said, I didn't do anything. All I gave him was an understanding of the value of life. When a person internalizes deeply into his mind the recognition that his life, wherever it is, you get it really clear. You start internalizing this and you live with the reality that your life is infinitely valuable to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, no matter what you're going through. And Hashem prayed to give up the whole world for you. Then a person is very happy to be part of this unbelievable mission. You've just become partners with Hashem in this enormous mission. Tzirin is Govah Shel Olam Mole. You're building a whole world with a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person goes through Yisurim with a smile on his face, he understands what he's doing. It's a similar story to the guys, the kids that were hiding out in the bunkers, remember? And then they started burning the bunkers and were about to die. Should they jump into the fire and end their life, or go through Yisurim? Same idea. We should never know Yisurim like this. But start practicing now. Because if you get this right, it's a clear awesome to go through life. How much is Hashem prepared to give up in order for me to live another moment of my life? Even if I'm not doing anything. Even if my spiritual levels and my learning and my mitzvahs and my Torah and whatever aren't what they're supposed to be. How much is Hashem interested in my life? And how much is He prepared to give up to keep me alive one more minute? Even in that minute, I won't do anything. Niflav and Noira, we don't understand. Well, we know the truth. That's the halacha. And Hashem's bound by Shulchan Aruch. That's the halacha. Hashem is prepared to makriv everything to keep me alive, dysfunctional, for one more minute. So what's the value of my life? Must be enormous. Better use it properly.